Taking a look now at your news for today. The Brown City School District's Board of Education is making some plans to do an upgrade to its school facilities. The board discussed updating the gymnasium with new bleachers and replacing the floor. The floor and the bleachers have not been replaced since the school was built back in the 1970s. District officials are in the process of gathering information about the gym project. The goal is to have the information gathered to go out for bids at the end of the 2025 through 2026 school year in June. The tentative plan is to do that work over the summer so that it's ready for sports use in the fall. Because the district levies a sinking fund millage, the money will be used to pay for the project. Another change that the board is working on is propane buses. Approval was given to apply for a grant that provides about a 40% discount for two new propane buses. And the scheduled early dismissal at 1 p.m. has been changed to no school to allow for a professional development day instead. And snow coming has also been scheduled for February the 20th of 2026. And another local and regional news. The Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity has awarded $3.3 million in Going Pro Talent Fund grants to 58 businesses in the Flint, Great Lakes, Bay, Thumb region as part of a $25 million statewide investment. The funding will support training for 1,657 workers, including new hires and existing employees in high-demand skill occupations. State officials say the grants help businesses strengthen their workforce while providing workers with industry-recognized credentials and higher wages. Since launching in 2014, the Going Pro Talent Fund has distributed more than $323 million to nearly 9,000 businesses, benefiting over 241,000 Michigan workers. The grants are awarded in partnership with Michigan Works agencies, with additional funding expected to be available in a second grant cycle opening in the spring of 2026. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with more news right after this.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is accepting proposals for its 2026 specialty crop block grants through 5 p.m. on Thursday, February the 5th of 2026. The grants support projects that enhance the competitiveness and sustainability of Michigan's specialty crops, such as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, and nursery products. Eligible applicants include nonprofit and for-profit organizations, government agencies, and educational institutes operating within the state of Michigan. Funding up to $125,000 is available for research, marketing, training, and educational initiatives addressing industry priorities, including market expansion, food safety, workforce development, and environmental sustainability. An informational webinar for potential applicants will be held Wednesday, January the 7th at 10 a.m. with details available on MDARD's website. Proposals must be submitted through the MI Ag grant system and are contingent on approval of federal funding from the USDA. And another local and regional news. A bipartisan measure introduced by U.S. Senator Gary Peters to protect Americans' genetic and health data from foreign governments has been approved by the Senate as part of the annual defense authorization bill. The provision prohibits U.S. funding through contracts, grants, or loans to biotechnology firms owned or controlled by foreign adversaries such as China's Communist Party if their activities pose a national security threat, which now heads to the president for his signature. Peter said the measure will ensure Americans can trust their genetic information remains secure when receiving medical care. The initiative responds to concerns from the U.S. intelligence community about foreign efforts, including by China's BGI group, to obtain genetic data for potential military and economic uses. The legislation also establishes review processes to identify high-risk biotech companies, allowing for appeals for those designated as security threats, and protects access to medical supplies during public health emergencies, especially for U.S. service members overseas. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Thursday, December 18th of 2025. Margaret Louise Leach, age 66, of Ubley, passed away on December 17th of 2025. Funeral services for Margaret Louise will be held on Saturday, December 20th at the Fraser Presbyterian Church of Cass City. At 2 p.m., with visitation to be held on Saturday, December 20th, at the Fraser Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Memorials may be offered to the Fraser Presbyterian Church, and condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Bernard William Holdwick, age 89, of Harbor Beach, passed away on December 17th of 2025. Funeral mass for Bernard William Holdwick will be held on Monday, December 22nd at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Apostles Parish of Ruth. Visitation for Bernard will be on Sunday, December 21st from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and on Monday, December 22nd at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. A memorial service and burial in the church cemetery will follow sometime in the spring. And Bernard's family extends their gratitude to Courtney Manor of Bad Axe for their compassionate care. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.